Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for being part of my day. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure when we can reintroduce you to our good friend Giovanni Cortolo. Giovanni is VP of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of the folks that I admire so much because he wakes up every morning thinking about how he can get the government out of our way. He goes to bed thinking about it. He dreams about it in the middle of the night. And occasionally he joins us to talk to us about some of the things that he's working on as he's doing right now. Giovanni Cortolo, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be on your show and be with your great listeners.
Yeah, it's good to have you back. Hey, Giovanni, every president has advantages that it really allow them to sort of blur the edges between executive and legislative. And they do that through the regulatory process and through appointments. You know, every one of the agencies in the government are basically led by political appointees of the new president, whether it's Bush or Obama or whoever it may be. And every agency has certain powers that they can extend, and depending on what the president wants to do, they can stretch those powers and blur the lines between the legislative branch and the executive branch, can't they?
Oh, absolutely. Unfortunately, so many businesses are subjected to the thousands of unelected regulators, and they wake up every day with the mission of they know more about how what's good for society than you do.
Well, and it's how they keep their job too, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, when it comes to legislation, legislation is 10 pages, and by the time it gets to regulation, it's thousands of pages.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and some things are just generic managing the regulations, and some things are more than that. Sometimes the regulations become a heavy dose of the ideology of the president. And we're experiencing that right now with the EPA, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's ingrained in every, especially in this particular administration. Cap and trade failed, and the ability to legislate that type of restrictions on traditional energy failed. So, you see the EPA taking bold steps forward to regulate what they failed to do in the legislation. Mm-hmm. And just recently we had a carbon pollution standard for new power plants. And basically by ordering limits on greenhouse gases emissions from new power plants below what is technically viable for coal, EPA has essentially placed an indefinite ban on construction of conventional coal power plants, and that's going to have ripples throughout the economy and the cost of power as we move
Which
forward.
Which is a runaround play of the failed cap and trade bill.
Right. It's the ability to restrict greenhouse. When you say you can't open a power plant unless you can, the technology isn't there to bring it down to the standards that they're imposing. It's just nonsense. And certainly the chamber's going to fight this. We're going to bring it to court.
You guys have had success fighting the EPA in court, haven't you?
Oh, we've had three major cases that have gone our way. Sagitt versus EPA, in which an Idaho couple constructing a home on their property was restricted because EPA said, look, this is wetlands. And EPA really defines wetlands as a puddle of water in the middle of a desert. And they threatened to sue the Sagetts for $75,000 a day in fines and to try to make them stop building.
And you went to court on their behalf and won, didn't you?
We did, and we won, and it said, and unfortunately EPA has thousands of these compliance orders. Another case, Mingo versus EPA, where the district court ruled that EPA did not have the authority under the Clean Water Act to essentially veto a permit lawfully issued by the Army Corps of Engineers. And this was a fill permit that actually was reviewed by the Army Corps of Engineers and also reviewed by EPA.
So, folks, these are examples of when I talk about Giovanni and his group fighting for small business, this is an example. Another, by the way, quickly, another thing, folks, going around the failure of the cap and trade law, the EPA deemed carbon dioxide a dangerous gas, made that a regulation. 22. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.